From impeachments to indictments to inauguration, I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News President-elect Trump will be sworn in again in 2 hours.
Nobody has gone through more to get elected as president of the United States than President Trump has.
Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune just told Fox it was
an incredible mandate from the American people, which he intends to deliver on, and we intend to support him and be good partners in getting that agenda done.
And that includes planning to pass later today the Laken Riley Act, named for the Georgia woman murdered by an illegal immigrant last year. The law allows for the removal of some migrants here illegally who have committed crimes. Now, the president is planning to do a lot on border security and much more right away, signing a record number of orders.
He's going to take more than 200 executive actions today after he's sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. So here is what you need to know about that. So Trump is going to declare a national border emergency. He's going to direct the U.S. military to work with the Department of Homeland Security to fully secure the southern border, and he's going to close the border to all illegal aliens.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Now, after church service in Washington a short time ago, President-elect Trump is now at the White House for a coffee and tea reception with President Biden, and it could be awkward because just a few hours ago, President Biden issued even more pardons to people not convicted or even charged.
He issued preemptive pardons to Congresswoman Liz Cheney, General Mark Milley, and Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's saying that baseless and politically motivated investigations are an issue here. He's saying that they didn't do anything wrong, but he's worried about the weaponization of government, and so therefore he has issued those pardons.
Rich Edson. Now, as far as President-elect Trump, he has suggested he could pardon some of his supporters convicted for their role storming the Capitol January 6th. Ex-Congresswoman Cheney was a Republican who joined Democrats investigating that Capitol riot. America's listening to Fox News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on. Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Bongino, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
So I'm Sean Garner, and I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We have Dugan and Tisha here with us today. Tisha, give us a brief introduction. Dugan, you've been on the show again, so you get to go to second.
Okay.
My name is Tisha Cox, and I own Timeless Elegance, a business downtown. It's an antique and collectible store, and I also do estate sales.
And that's really so interesting, and what I want to talk about quite a bit. So we're going to jump right into that, Timeless Elegance. Dugan, remind us who you are and what you do.
I'm married to Tisha.
Okay, that's good enough. That's your resume builder.
And I'm a regional sales manager for Global Organics Bioflora.
And so you drive around a Bioflora truck.
Right.
And you dropped off some fertilizer to my house that smelled like eggs that I got a dose of when it splashed in my face. So maybe I'll start blooming here, but we'll see how it works. I'm excited.
It'll work.
Yeah, you came over, you took a soil sample. I guess my lawn had, what, too much, what?
Let me think. I look about 100 of these every week.
It was like too much sodium or something, right? Or
no, the sodium, very surprisingly, with how much compost you put down, was relatively low.
Because I did put a lot. I put down about 5,000 pounds of compost.
Yeah.
Joking, 5,000 pounds. I wanted my lawn to be the greenest in the neighborhood. My brother's lawn is always greener than mine. He never does half the work that I do on mine. And so I'm like, this year is going to be different. So I thought more the better, and apparently not.
Yeah, you probably got some stuff tied up in there, and just taking the soil samples, you've got a hard pan about 3 or 4 inches below the topsoil.
So what is a hard pan, like clay pack?
Yeah, it's like a clay.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's hard for the water to penetrate all the way through. So what I gave you is a biological that will start fracturing the soil over time and open the ground up to where you get better water penetration, and which also lets the fertilizer that you're putting on get to the roots.
The fertilizer that you guys work with is organic, but it's also man-made. Do you combine the two?
Yeah, our company manufactures their own products.
Okay.
You know, and in your case, I put a biological in there that has about 2,400 different species of bacteria. I also put some freshwater algae, and that will help your root formation and release some of the micronutrients in the soil. And then I put a little bit of seaweed in there to stimulate the rooting hairs to start picking the fertilizer up.
Wow.
And that will also induce bloom. With the weather the way it is right now, like we talked earlier, once it starts warming up, the soil temperature is above 68, I want to see if those honeysuckles start blooming like crazy. I think they will.
Yeah, because they've been really struggling. I've been debating on pulling them out. I talked to you that I might put in oleanders instead, and you are recommending against it because they not only are poisonous, but you say they are they cause allergens.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are allergic to them.
Oh, okay.
You know, and but we'll give this a little chance to work. And, I mean, we might need to put a little bit of zinc in there to help the leaves and stuff like that on the honeysuckles. But we'll deal with that after it warms up a little bit.
Awesome. Okay. So, Tisha.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Timeless Elegance.
I've been in business 25 years. I started out first on Arizona Avenue. I used to do electrolysis. And I had an open space, so I started putting antiques in there. And an elderly couple came in one day, and I said, why don't you do consignment? So that's how I got started doing the antique business. And I almost took over the building on Arizona, and I got too small. So I went to a home on 4th and 6th Street, and that got too small. And then I ended up downtown on Main Street. And I have 7,000 square feet on one side, and the other side is like 12,000 square feet.
Wow.
Full.
are there a particular type of antique that you look for? So you go to estate. So how do you acquire your antiques? What's the primary way?
Sole consignment. It comes to me from all over the United States.
Okay. So, but do families hire you to go in if somebody passes away to look over? Okay. Tell me how that process works.
They come in to me and I tell them to, when a family member passes, I said, take what you want out of the house. And then I will come in and I will set up and I will have an estate sale for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever, usually it runs 3 days. On the last day, everything is half price. And when I'm finished, I have a company that will come in and get the donations that no one bought. And then I will take the larger items to my store and sell them.
So how do the auctions take place?
It's an estate sale.
Yeah. And
everything is priced to sell.
So the auction, is it a set price or that you keep?
Auctions you bid.
Yes.
Yes. An estate sale, it's set price to sell.
Okay. Sorry. So that's the difference. So you're not going to go to this place where somebody's talking at, you know, subsonic speed and you're raising your card and you're getting something that.
Correct.
Okay. You're bidding against somebody else. So you go in and you just look at the items around and you take the more interesting ones or the ones that are going to, I guess, build up your inventory. Everybody's got a little niche that they really like, that type of thing. What do you like as far as your niche?
Native American items.
Oh, okay.
Baseball cards, which surprised us both.
Really?
I had a Mickey Mantle rookie card that I found here. And I sent it to auction house in Pennsylvania, and it went for $35,000, just one card.
Wow.
You know, then jewelry, just everything is interesting.
Oh. Well, the thing about the Mickey Mantle card, this old man, he was like 83 years old. He wasn't even from UMass. He's from Pennsylvania, I believe. So, no, Michigan. He came walking in, and he was downtown trying to see where he could find a trash container. Because he was going to throw everything away that were in like these six storage houses on this property out in the foothills. His friend had died and he didn't have any family. They were best friends. This guy didn't have any family. They went to school together and played baseball for the University of Detroit in college. That's how they met. And his friend passed away and he had a big old Harley and a little trailer house. So we went over there. She goes, well, I want to go see what's over there. So we drove in. I opened up one of the sheds. I go, this guy's going to throw this stuff away? I go, look at it. I mean, there was a whole shed of baseball cards. I mean, there was the very first Negro baseball team from Seattle, a postcard that was in great condition. And most of these cards, the Mickey Mantle card was mint condition. Joe DiMaggio's rookie card. There was so many. The guy made enough money off of it to fly back to Italy for 3 months. The old man, you know, which was great for him. But there's locks from old ships from the 16 and 1700s. And I go, you don't want to get rid of this stuff, man. So I called the Baseball Hall of Fame. Paul Molitor answered the phone, and I go, yeah, I'm looking for somebody. We got a bunch of baseball cards. And so he gave me a phone number to somebody in L.A., and that guy was there the next day. So that was really unique.
So I'm looking on the web for Timeless Elegance, and I see your Facebook page. Is that your website that you use your primary way of advertising, or am I at the right place?
I just got rid of Yelp. I used to do Yelp.
Uh-huh. And why'd you get rid of it?
Because when someone puts bad review on you, not true, you're not allowed to remove it. So
we've had our own issues with Yelp.
So I just did away with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So with Yelp, the issues that we've had is people will post a review, and unless they've posted reviews, I think the criteria is maybe 3 or 4 other businesses, then they won't count it as a verified review. And so we have like 12 or I don't know, 15 verified reviews, but we have hundreds of, you know, quote unquote unverified reviews. Although they're legitimate clients, they come in, they've had our services done, they sign up and they do it, but they make it difficult for the reviews to actually get posted. And so if you scroll down all the way to the bottom of the Yelp page, then you'll see all those hundreds and you can read the reviews, but it's, you know, you got to be searching, you got to be really hunting for them. And I don't know why Yelp makes it so difficult. Facebook, we've also had our own issues with. We've had it so they changed their system. They used to have it so there were reviews, and then now they do it where it's, what do they call it now on Facebook? It's not likes. It's when they were going to write a review, recommendations. And about each time we get to 1,000, they've pulled down our website or pulled down our Facebook account. And we don't know what is going on with that. Facebook won't tell us why. They say that we violated their terms of service. Mm-hmm. They won't tell us what the violation was. They won't give us an opportunity to get our content back. And it's happened twice. So sorry to diverge and go a little bit over there. But what is the easiest way that you get the word out about what you do? Is it the Facebook that generates the most buzz? Just
word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yes. I've been 25 years, and I have one on Facebook, but it's not really.
When do you ask people when they come into your shop, how did you find us?
No, uh-huh. I don't. I should.
Yeah.
Just passing by.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on Facebook some.
What type of demographic come in and shop around the most often? Is it snowbirds? Is it a certain population that are humans? What do you think?
It's snowbirds, but a younger crowd is coming in.
Why is that?
I have a lot of records, LPs, rock and roll. They love vintage clothing. The kids really like. And
what kind of clothing?
Vintage clothing from the 50s, 60s. The kids love that.
Okay.
And then I have, like I said, LPs, rock and roll, and a lot of books.
What's an LP?
A record.
Okay. What does LP stand for?
I don't know.
Gotta be some type of like CD, like abbreviation.
I have a lot of
vintage. You know what an LP stands
CDs?
For?
It stands for, no, I don't know.
Something.
I don't
laminated
either.
Laminated plastic.
Question.
I don't know.
Laminated plastic. That's what it is.
Okay. Yes. Do you have hot items that you can never keep in stock? When you see them at estate sales, you're like, that item I'd like to get in.
Records. Rock and roll records.
Those are the ones.
And I have vintage posters.
And what about guns?
Guns, I don't sell to the public.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know their history or their background, and you have to be very careful.
Okay.
I do get guns, but I sell them to family or friends that I know.
Okay. What's the one we've talked about the Mickey Mantle card, but what's another exciting item that you came across?
Diamond rings.
Okay. Is there a story?
It was just buried in a can. And
like a coffee can or?
Can.
Really?
Yes, in a coffee can underneath the bed.
Uh-huh.
There was all kinds of bracelets, gold bracelets, diamond rings, just all kinds of jewelry.
We've seen that when individuals pass away, so, you know, in estate planning, we get those calls every single day. We've done 20,000 plus estate plans. And so when family members pass away and we've done their planning, their children will contact us and ask for the first step to do. So I'd like to have your contact information. I'd like to get that out there if you're okay with that. So what's the easiest way to get a hold of you for somebody that would like to start the process of getting organized?
They can call my store.
Okay. What's the number?
It's 928-329-6250.
Okay. And is it a cell phone number that they're calling?
It's a cell phone number, but it's in the store.
It's in the store. And how many people do you have work for you?
I have about 5.
And what are your hours?
10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay. Why not Monday?
Monday, I do all my paperwork for the store and all my running around.
So you have 5 people work for you, and what are their different job positions? Is there someone that is primarily, they understand really the value of the items that come in, they're the more knowledgeable individual, and then the others are clerks, or how does that work?
I have an older gentleman, his name is Steve. He's 78 years old, and he's been in the business for many years. And he came in to me about 20 years ago, and he goes, need some help? And I said, sure. So he runs, I have 2 sides. The collectible with glassware and everything is on my side, and the furniture is on his side. And he is very knowledgeable. So he does that
on both the glass side. And the furniture.
Yes, on both.
Well, he's certified appraiser too, right?
He's a certified appraiser.
For what type of items?
Everything. Someone
okay,
needs
so he can
an
appraise
official,
jewelry.
He can appraise jewelry, and it goes. He is appraised where he can go through the court. There's work that way for him. And then I have Anne, that's a worker bee. I cannot do it without her. She lifts and does everything for me. And then there's Michelle. She prices and lists and gets everything out on the floor. And then I have a duster, a sweeper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you personally go to the estate sales and do you put down like a rough value that you want to put on there as a price, or do you just say this is a keep and this is a donate?
I usually will put what I know will sell, and I don't put it for a high price because it's different. We're here in Yuma.
Yeah.
And if it's something I know that I can sell in the store, I'll take it to the store.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Wind advisory in effect for today with winds gusty to 20 to 25 miles per hour at times. Sunny at 69 today, 40 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, 10 mile per hour winds with a high of 64, 41 tomorrow night. 70 and breezy on Wednesday with sunshine.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Donut, 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 donut. Okay, so what are you thinking about right now? Donuts, right? That's the way radio works. Get News Talk 560 KBLU working for you. Use frequency to get top of mind awareness to get your unfair share of the business in your category. Call me, Tony D, today at 928-344-4980.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
I'm glad you say that because I hear that a lot from my clients. If I were to put this on like a yard sale, they never get what they think they should be getting here in Yuma. Why do you think that is?
Because people go online, they could find it cheaper.
Oh, okay.
eBay has ruined that a lot for things.
So do you,
higher price.
Have you thought about, or do you put these things online as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if I wanted to go and see an estate sale that you're hosting, what would I do? How do I find that?
Usually we advertise through Facebook, the marketplace, and also the newspaper. I used to do the newspaper.
And so if I see an item that I want, I can bid online?
No, you have to come on and have an... You have to go physically.
Have you thought about doing that?
Ann also does eBay for me and sells.
Yeah, okay.
On the higher end item.
Are there any links, like from the Facebook items to the eBay account?
Under Timeless Elegance on Facebook.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about doing like the auction live online? I don't know what that entails or whatever, but you know, you see these big companies do that. And
People do that.
Yeah. Just not something you care about or...
I don't have the time.
The bandwidth or the capacity. You're just like, I don't want to do that.
True.
I'm just interested.
Because I have a couple of customers that do come in. And I finally went up to one lady and I said, can I ask you what you're doing? And she's online with her phone going through the store and showing customers that she has what I have. And she'll buy it.
Wow.
And then she'll send it to them.
Wow. That's nice. She's like a runner.
A runner. There's a couple of ladies that will do that. And they ask, do you mind? And I said, no.
Yeah.
All.
Have you ever got into property stuff, real estate?
No.
Like tax liens or anything like that?
No.
No.
What about large equipment, like farm equipment or big tools or anything like that?
So I just sold a fifth wheel.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Then a lot of tools. Yes, I do sell the tools.
That's a pretty good market.
Yes, people love tools.
I see people over on, oh man, where is that? Right by the base, the south side, southwest corner of the base, across the street from the base, like on Saturdays, Friday, Saturdays, I think I typically see it. It's like, it'd be County 14 and, I don't know, maybe Avenue A, but they'll be set up and they'll have tons of like Ryobi stuff and all these power tools. Have you ever seen that? Like,
how does...
You've never seen that?
No.
And people will come and just park there. It's on in the dirt there.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah.
I think they made them all leave, though, for the most part.
I started seeing signs like, this is federal property. They just moved a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday.
I was curious because
they had a bunch of food vendors there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You talked about power tools. It's like, I don't know where they're getting all these Ryobi and they're brand new. I think they're brand new in the box. I don't know. But it's just fascinating to me. How did they get those? I want to know where they came from. Are they stolen?
Like Home Depot and Lowe's when they're returns, I think.
Yeah.
You can buy a truckload.
Oh, interesting.
Sell it that
interesting.
Way.
Interesting. Very cool. Hey, do you guys have kids?
They're all grown.
They're all grown and out of the house? They all grew. You've been here for 25 years. I know that for a fact because you just told us. But so they grew up here in Yuma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was that, raising the kids here in Yuma? Would you do, if you could do it over again, would you do it?
You mean raise them in Yuma?
Yeah.
Well, this is where my work was. This is where her work was. I would. I don't like the border being so close.
Oh, really?
And what that entails.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because it just seems like all these kids, man, they get in high school and all they want to do is go party, you know? Mm-hmm. Luckily, ours were athletes. Mm-hmm. The boys, well, Taylor was too until she got a boyfriend and then she quit playing ball. But the three boys played football, baseball, and basketball all the way through. Clint was all state and the boys were really good. They were the only two that siblings that ever played all four varsity sports as freshmen in the state of Arizona.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And they lettered in basketball, but no, I would. I think so.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here.
You grew up here in Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha, what about you?
New York, and then to California, and then here.
That's quite the jump.
Yes.
How long were you in New York?
Till I was 12.
Okay. So significant amount of time to know New York. What part?
Long Island, Hop Hog.
Wow. Okay. Bustling metropolis.
Missed the food and the culture, but that's it.
Do you have family back there still?
No, not anymore.
Oh, man. So you don't get free room and board?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer with prices back there. So you moved from New York to California. What part of California?
Escondido.
Oh, just right here, right close. Mm-hmm. How'd you make it over to Yuma?
My sister was here. She was in real estate, and I was going to school. I finished, so I moved here to do. I did electrolysis, and I opened up a place.
What's electrolysis?
Permanent hair removal.
Permanent hair removal?
Ooh, okay.
But you don't do that?
Not anymore.
Oh, man.
You still have your tools?
No. I gave it all to the lady out in the foothills.
Was this how many years ago? I mean, we're talking decades ago?
Yes.
Before the kids were, when they're little.
They're his children. Mm-hmm. I married into the family with him having four children.
Ah, how did you meet?
At my work.
Yeah.
Thomas Elegance?
Yes.
You were just looking
antiquing,
for
antiquing, huh?
Uh-huh. No, I actually, somebody that worked for her sister, her husband was my boss at the time, and they introduced me to her.
Why?
Because I was single, I guess. She was single.
They felt the need to be the matchmaker?
I guess they did.
And you were like, okay, I guess. I'll go look for some antiques.
She didn't really have a lot of, she did electrolysis, but she also did pedicures and manicures. And she had fabric that she sold for quilting, and she started the
also.
Oh wow!
And she started the antiques.
So you come into the store, you guys hit it off. How was that coming into this with kids already there?
Well, she didn't have any.
That's why I'm saying that
she'd never been married.
You already had kids, and she's coming into that. How was that for you?
Well,
it was interesting.
One of them, Michael, who works with me in the fertilizer business.
We talked about him last time.
Yeah, he goes, she's my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my daughter was
nine.
So she basically raised her, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And then our granddaughter lived with us for a couple of years.
So they took you in pretty well. That's good. Because I feel like it can go one of two ways. Positive or negative?
It was positive.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Was it challenging for you? I mean, over all those years, here you're the kind of doing it yourself. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. And then boom, you've got this new life.
Yes. Yeah. At times. Yes.
So how did you keep motivated? I guess, because times are going to get hard. Things are going to get hard, especially when those kids get to be teenagers. How did you keep your cool about you? Or?
Because I'm very easygoing, calm.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yes.
We've met a couple of times, and it's interesting because you both have that demeanor as if we've been friends for a very long time. Dugan, the first time we met, you offered to come by my house, and lo and behold, like a couple of days later, you're texting me, I'm right in front of your house. Are you ready to get a soil sample? And Tisha, you're the same way. You have that calming aura about you, and I think the fact that you do this antique shop, this Timeless Elegance, it fits you. It fits your personality. And is that where you went from electrolysis and said, okay, now what do I really want to do? And went into this, or is this something that you feel like is a job that you need to do to, continue paying the bills?
It's interesting. It's history, lots of history, which I like.
Uh-huh.
And it's the search that you go and you find is very interesting to me.
I'm looking at your Facebook page here. What's all this coffee shop stuff? Is this stuff for sale or is there a coffee shop in Timeless Elegance?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right here. How's
no.
that? Is that something unrelated?
That's unrelated. I don't know what that is.
Oh, somebody snuck that in there. Okay.
Oh, how funny.
Where is that?
That's mostly muffins.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Oh, okay.
That right number seven, that's a hutch they bought from me. Maybe that's why.
Oh, maybe they just did a shout out to where they got their furniture.
Yes.
There's this really cool table that I'm looking at here. This guy.
I just put that in.
That looks awesome. So this is, I don't know what type of wood it is. It looks like some type of hardwood. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's about 6 feet long. It's adjustable. It's got
a leaf there.
Yes.
On top. Yeah. It's got leaves that you could put in, or at least one leaf. And then it's got this iron girding around it with maybe some 6x6 legs.
Yeah, those look robust.
This looks awesome. And it's only $450.
Yes.
So these things are really priced to sell.
What if I don't want to spend $450? I want to spend $250.
Too bad. No.
Is there room to negotiate?
It depends on the consigner.
Okay, so you gotta ask permission.
I know who will and who won't.
Oh, so you've got consigners that are doing this like a job kind of thing.
Yes, I probably have 500 or more consigners in the store.
Wow. As I'm thinking this through, you're going to have a lot of interactions with people. Sometimes that's very stressful. Yes. Would you say you're a people person, or is that super stressful for you to deal with people?
No, I'm a people person.
Yeah. It doesn't get under your skin?
No.
Is the customer always right?
No.
that's true, actually.
No.
Why not?
Well, an example, I had a lady come in 2 weeks ago. She bought a concho belt, which was sterling and turquoise. And I told her the rings that are attaching the belt together is not sterling. And it has to be fixed.
Mm.
She bought it, came back the next day and threw it at me and said, I went to my jeweler, this isn't sterling, and I want my money back. And I said, on my receipts, there's no exchange, no returns.
Yeah.
You know, because it's antique.
Sure.
And I told her, it is sterling, and you're not getting your money back. And she said, I'm going to sue you, and off on me. And Michelle, that works for me, comes around the corner. She goes, let me show you the door. She goes, I know where the door is. So we had to escort her out, and she said it fell. Some not nice language, and out the door she went. I don't let them get away with it.
Is there a certain age group or demographic that you find are more grouchy?
They're all grouchy.
If
they don't get their way, they get very upset with me.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard.
And, you know, we run into that. Everybody runs into that that's dealing with the public. It's providing a service or selling products. And, you know, your natural inclination is just to get out of the situation as quick as possible. And sometimes that's just a cave. But if you do that, what you're doing is you're rewarding bad behavior. And then the people that are actually civil and treating you nice and paying a fair price for what you're providing are getting not as good a deal as the people that choose to be grouchy. And so what you're doing is you're perpetuating this attitude that they're going to get what they want. And I love it that you stand up for that. And no, a deal's a deal. We discussed it. Out the door you go. And hopefully they won't come back and they'll tell all their grouchy friends not to go in. And so you'll get more congenial people coming in and dealing with you.
I do have
straight.
A lot of nice people.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
I feel like the challenge with your business is that I'll just tell you how I feel, my attitude. So if I see an antique store or I see like a pawn shop or something, automatically as a buyer, I'm thinking I want to get this for nothing. And you as a shop owner are like, I want to get as most I can out of this. So we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. And somehow we have to get to this place where I'm comfortable giving up something, you know. And usually that something is not enough for you. And so that's the challenge, is going from me as a buyer, I don't want to pay anything. I want this for free, basically. That's probably most of us that go into your shops are thinking, I want a really good deal. That's why I'm coming here, you know.
But I tell people I'm not a thrift store.
Yeah.
I'm an antique store and prices are what they are.
How do you imagine, just because of your experience over time, you see items and you can basically zero in on, okay, this is going to be in this range, just because you've done it for so long, you've had that experience. What would you tell to somebody that's coming into this? How would they come into it and not get swindled, I guess? How would they not get swindled in the sense of, okay, they find this item, if they're coming into the business, and they don't have as much experience as you do, how do you do research on something that you can trust and be like, okay, this is actually something that has value?
I go by books first, and then I just do research online. And like you said, I've been in it so long, I know what will sell.
When you say books, you're like physical books?
Yes.
What are we talking about? Books?
Yeah, she's got all kinds of books.
I got all kinds
published
of
books.
Published
they still
books.
Do that.
It tells you all about the item, what it is, what it's worth, and then you go from there.
Huh.
So how is that possible? Like if I bring in a vase,
usually,
is there a book for that?
Yes.
Oh.
If there's a marking on it, if it's like a hall, there's hall books.
Oh my gosh. So you've got a library of books, and these are books that are being updated annually?
They're old because I just go by that, and then I just research, and I just know what the market will sell for.
Like eBay, you go to eBay, kind of look for things similar.
They do Google a lot.
Yeah. So like product searches.
Product search.
Yeah. And that tends to be a pretty good indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Find what you need, including rental equipment, at Southwest Lumber. Southwest Lumber has what you're looking for year-round. Looking for rentals? They have a huge variety of equipment, from generators, carpet tools, paint sprayers, pressure washers, and much more. Get half-day rentals and even Saturday rentals. Do you need small hand tools?
We've got that!
What about a post-hole digger, micro-trencher, or sewer auger?
We've got those, too!
Call to find out this week's rental department special, 928-782-9867. Southwest Lumber. When it comes to DIY, we do it best.
Once upon a time, air conditioning was simple. It blew cold air, or it didn't. Today, air conditioning is more than cooling. Healthy, conditioned air is essential. When people ask me who I trust, I tell them, in Yuma, the only thing you need to know about air conditioning is Hansberger Refrigeration. Find them at HansbergerRefrig.com. That's Hansberger, R-E-F-R-I-G.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
When I was a kid, baseball cards were, a big deal back in the 90s. I don't know if they are anymore, but it was definitely pretty big deal. And we would have catalogs like Tops or something like that, where you would look up these cards to see how much they were then. So that still exists, I guess.
Yes, it does.
Those, I imagine, are probably like a little bit more, current? I bet you Topps is putting out one of those things a lot.
All the time.
Yeah, every year, probably. Interesting. Do you do that? Do you do a lot of cards?
I have a lot of baseball cards, yes.
What about Pokemon cards?
No, those I give to my my nephew.
What about comics? I was up in Prescott a couple weeks ago, and I ran across some really cool comics. They were... this is embarrassing to say, but they were DuckTales. They weren't like cool comics. Like,
I just cleaned out a house in October and in a shed where there was cases of comic books, and I just put them all out, and I probably put 400 comic books out.
The people can find some real treasures there.
Yes, they are older ones. Roy Rogers. I mean, it goes way back.
It was pretty cool. So we were up in Prescott, me and my kids, and we walked into this. I don't know if it was an antique store or it's like a hybrid thrift store, antique store. It's just stuff, you know, and they had boxes of these comics, and it was just nostalgic to see them. Number one. So I'm like, oh, these are cool. And you don't see that. They don't do that anymore, I guess you could say. It's almost like art. When I was flipping through these pages, like, I remember reading these when I was in the 90s, you know, these DuckTales, and they don't, that animator obviously doesn't do that anymore. Disney doesn't do that anymore. And they had some that were from the 80s and 70s. And as I went back in time looking at these Disney comics, it was just pretty cool to see. I looked at it as like a form of art, because you just don't see that anymore, I feel like. And my boys were looking for like Marvel stuff, Captain America, Avengers, and that stuff, you know, the cool stuff. I was looking for DuckTales and Disney. But
that's what I watched. I read when it was in the 60s, was Marvel.
Yeah.
Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, when Iron Man and Spider-Man didn't even look like they do in the did in the 80s. They were just completely different, you know. And that's why when there's a new Marvel, I remember we took our oldest grandson, the first Avenger movie that came, we took him down there, and, you know, he loved it.
Yeah, I hear you. Just looking at him, I was thinking to myself, you know, I say they don't do that anymore. I know there's animators, there's comics still, but I feel like with technology, maybe the art is probably a little lost. I know it's mostly digital now. Most artists will do it on an iPad or some sort of digital medium. And it was just cool to see and to think about where we've come, where these animators had to, you know, with erasers and pencils, create this artwork and these strips, you know, and how they put them together and the conscious decisions that they made and the work of their hands to do that. I thought that was just, I think it's fascinating. And to think that today, I know it's a lot of work still. I don't want to take away from the current animators, but to me, I was just like, you just don't see this anymore. You know, you don't see the craft anymore. So I ended up walking out with probably, you know, 10 comic books, unfortunately.
To come see my comic books.
Yes. You still have some there?
I just put out like 400 of them.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to come.
From the 50.
Yeah, so I scanned them. I scanned them and sent some, you know, pictures to my brother who really, my oldest brother is really into Disney stuff, comics like that, and I knew he'd appreciate it. So I, nowadays with technology, so I was able to do a nice clean scan of them and then make the vibrance of the colors come and, you know, just really clean them up and send them over to him. And it's just fun. It's super fun. So I have to come by your shop.
Yeah, I'm on your Facebook page. And I'll tell you what, I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. So I'm struggling to navigate a little bit just because I'm a little bit new on this. But I see a lot of these videos that kind of, am I walking through your store?
Yes.
Right Anne, there?
Anne does all that for me.
Okay, so she, as you get new inventory in, she'll take like a little video tour or photos, and she'll put them up on your Facebook page. So the Facebook page is Timeless Elegant Antiques, and so if I wanted to follow you and just keep an up-to-date appraisal as to what you have in the store, then how I guess, up-to-date are these? Am I going to see something on this that's maybe not there or several months old?
She puts out something every day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Every day there's something new.
Because there's some interesting things in here. Particularly, I like the furniture. I think this antique furniture is really cool. There was some stuff that I came across. It looked like a sled. Is that a sled right there?
Yes.
And then it's got some, like, I don't know what those are. What is that right there?
That's a chest. Cedar chest.
Oh, so that opens, and cedar, so because it keeps out moths and like
moisture. Like,
moisture.
Okay.
It smells good.
It does smell good, yeah. Very cool. So do you have a particular item right now that you're like, this is the really cool thing?
In the furniture?
In your shop at all. Like whoever gets this, they're getting a really cool item.
Well, the comic books we just put out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, those are old and in great condition. And then we got some more jewelry, turquoise.
So for those of you that are listening that want to follow and go to the estate sales that you have, what do you do, about one a month?
I have been.
That's just running you ragged, though.
It is. I need to catch up.
And so do you advertise it on Facebook? And for anybody that's like me, that's kind of a novice in navigating through Facebook, what's the easiest way for me to get a notification of the estate sale that's coming up?
Go on my website.
Okay, so you have a separate website. Let me see if I can
Timeless Elegance.
Find that here.
I advertise also on Craigslist.
So Timeless Elegance, and all one word when I'm typing in for your...
Correct.
Okay, .com?
Yes.
Okay, that's you, right?
Not me.
That's not you.
That's
okay.
Nice.
All right, so what do I need to do?
TimelessElegance.com.
Put Timeless Elegance Antiques on Facebook.
Missing a word.
Oh.
Such a dum-dum.
And I don't know how long it keeps. I just had a state sale in December, and we advertised there. I don't know how long it stays on.
So, okay. I'm going to go here. Keeps taking me back to Facebook. Is that it?
I advertise on that right there.
Okay. And is this what you're considering your website. Web page, mm-hmm. website? Okay. Oh, so you got some currency.
$50 bill, $20 bill.
And we got some jewelry. What is this
Those are knobs, right?
Those are jewelry. It's rings.
So you'll get some stuff in. I see what some of the stuff is ivory, right?
Yes.
And what's the deal with ivory? I know you can't trade ivory or buy ivory that is new, but if it's antique, it's okay.
If it's an antique, I'm allowed to sell.
Okay.
You mentioned you don't do firearms, or you do those privately or something like that?
I do them privately.
What if it is an antique? Is that change the rules?
I just don't feel comfortable because I don't know the background of people.
I guess when I'm saying antique, in my mind, I'm thinking it's inoperable. You know, it's broken.
I still sell them. People can restore them.
Sure. If I want to physically go down and look at these comic books, where am I going?
Come down to 315 Main Street and come to the front door and I'll show you where they are.
So you're right on Main Street. Are you closer to the theater or are you closer to the...
I'm on the third block, closer to Gist Parkway.
Okay, all right.
Across from the old post office, almost.
On the right-hand side.
The old post office, is that Gowan?
Gowan.
It's a beautiful building.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, so right there. Right when you turn then, basically.
Yes, right on the right.
Very cool. Do you like that location?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
25 years.
The whole time. The whole time you've been there.
Oh, really?
Well, I was 28 years, I guess, I've been in the business, but I've been there 25 years.
So you've been dealing with the same landlord for that long?
No, different landlord. No, one gentleman owned it, Doug Kays. He owned the building, and then he sold it to Tom Rush.
Oh, okay. So they're pretty good to you?
Yes.
Good. Even if they weren't, you probably wouldn't say it, right?
Right.
That's a good choice. The good news is nobody watches this, so you're safe here. This is a safe space.
Safe space.
I like this item right here. So I'll tell you my favorite. I've been perusing through here.
Just go down there.
I am going to go down there.
Oh, I want that globe.
No, that's mine. That's what I'm talking about.
Bring it in here. Let's put it in the studio.
That's what I'm saying.
He flips through here. I'm like, I want that for the studio.
And it opens up and it's for liquor.
Yeah, I've seen replicas of this on Amazon. I actually was going to buy one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's all original. Hasn't been restored.
How old is it?
It's like from the 50s.
So it's not accurate then? Just kidding. It looks like the United States there is a little wonky.
She had a baby carriage from the 1500s.
Yes.
And she had it for like 20 years. And it started out at like, I don't know, over $2,000, wow. You know. And I go, I can't believe nobody's buying this. This is awesome. It's in great shape. And one day, about 2 years ago, I walked in there. And I mean, she had this when she was on Arizona Avenue. I go, where's the baby carriage? She goes, somebody bought it. They said, oh, my God, I've been looking for this all over the place.
Really?
Really?
And it sold for like $1,200 or something like that. Yeah, I should have marked it down. And I just thought that was one of the coolest things she had ever. Cool. You know?
Did she use it for pushing her cats around or what?
No, it was for babies.
Have you seen that?
Really?
I don't know what she was going to do. It was all wicker.
Oh, wow.
Big old iron wheels.
I'd be nervous to put a human in there, but have you seen that? People
pushing their dogs around.
Cats around.
Oh, they come in the store like that.
Yeah.
They're little carts with their dogs in there.
Somebody with one in a walker the other day, right past our house. I'm like,
a walker?
Yeah. I'm like, what the heck? You know,
a stroller?
Yeah. Like a stroller.
Like a walker walker?
It was a walker, yes.
That you can sit on and push.
The baby sits in there with his legs out. And
oh, was it a human baby?
No, it was a dog.
Oh, was it that?
I'm like, what?
They come in the store like that all the time. At least it's in contained.
That's true. Uh-huh. That's true.
So, how much is this globe that I'm going to buy from you? If I zoom
in. We are going to buy from you.
I can't. I think I marked it down. I don't remember.
I can almost see the price.
If you mark it down more, we'll buy it.
For you?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Don't cater to that attitude.
He gave me a cute smile. No, it didn't work.
Some people get mad.
Oh, they get.
Oh, really? That you don't bargain?
They get violent.
I don't know how she deals with it. I just tell them, you know what? If you don't like it, leave.
Exactly.
That's why I don't go down there very
much. Exactly, right? It's like, I didn't make it.
I think it comes from that attitude. I mean, we expect as a public, I think there's a misconception that I come into this store and I think I'm going to walk away with a steal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that upsets me when you stand your ground. I'm like, you know,
some people do get upset or something is cheaper. And then they say to me, you know what? This was worth more.
Mm.
And I said, well, good for you. I said, I'm happy you found that.
Yeah. Cool.
One guy came in.
So you can't win. It's either too cheap or it's too expensive.
Yes.
One guy came in and he had bought a bunch of postcards, and the lady that was helping her was there, and he goes, wait a minute. You just charged me 50 cents for that postcard. It says on the sign, all postcards, 25 cents. And she goes, sir, it says all postcards are 25 cents unless otherwise marked. This one's 50 cents. He started arguing with her, so I flipped him a quarter. I go, there. Now you can afford it. And he goes, you're rude. And I go, no, you're rude. And these two big cowboys walked up behind him. They go, sir, do you need help with this feller?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I go, no, he was just leaving.
So I think we're running out of time, Sean.
Yes. Thank you, Dugan.
Thank you, Keisha, for coming on the show.
Hope I did okay.
You did wonderful. Timeless Elegance Antiques. So put in antiques when you're searching that up. Timeless Elegance Antiques. Go on Facebook, follow that, and go down to visit her shop at
315
South Main Street.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also the home of expert spray and bed liners, spraying mil-spec protective coatings, committed to unwavering excellence and unparalleled customer service. Expert liners, with available national warranty coverage and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray on team at Truckmates. Truckmates is also the home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road trucks and Jeep enthusiasts. And don't forget 3M window tinting, the originators of window tinting, with nationwide lifetime warranty at Truckmates. That's expert spray and bed liners, BDS suspensions, 3M window tinting, and Snug Top, all at Truckmates. 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just stay away.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.